Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. He heard the message. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Many moons ago, I asked my class what they were afraid of. We made a list. Everyone had something to add. I told my students that I was afraid of the dark. We all kind of giggled about it. They thought it was funny that I, the teacher, was afraid of something. Then I taught the lesson of the disciples in the boat with Jesus. The waves were high, the wind was howling, and the disciples were scared. They were wondering how in the world Jesus could be sleeping during such a storm. In Matthew chapter 8, we read, "Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us, we're going to drown.' He replied, 'You of little faith, why are you so afraid?'" After going through the lesson, we looked back at our list of things we were afraid of. We came to the conclusion that we don't need to be afraid of anything because God is with us. We are under his tender, loving care. Praise the Lord. The next morning, one of my students walked straight up to me and handed me his nightlight. I gave him a smile and said, "What is this?" He smiled and replied, "This is my nightlight. I don't need it anymore. You said you were afraid of the dark. I'm not afraid anymore, so you can have it." Gulp. One of my favorite teaching moments of all time. This sweet student heard the message of the gospel. Through it, he gained faith, that precious, amazing, coveted, childlike faith. His eyes were uncovered, and he knew the truth that God is with us in all things. We have the message at all times. We can open the Bible and read it. We can click on an app and listen to it. We can watch a pastor preach it on the television or on our computer screen. Afraid? Do not fear. Isaiah 4:10. Anxiety ridden? Cast all your cares on him. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Tired? I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. When we hear the word of God, we are uplifted, we are rescued, we are rejuvenated. So hand over your nightlight, hear the word, believe it, have faith. Let's pray together. Good and gracious God, thank you for your word. Forgive me when I find myself out of the habit of daily studying scripture. Help me be aware of the great power your word has. Thank you for your saving word. Amen. A question to consider. Have you offered a variety of ways to your school parents to get in the Word? Create a list of ideas for them to be in the faith-strengthening Word. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.